Hey there, Four States. This is Clark Matthews, and welcome to today's edition of The Author's Corner here on KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. And today we have on the program with us Amy Bauman. She has a book called In Over My Head. This is a memoir about discovering God's faithfulness and healing in the waters of life. Amy Bauman, she's a wife and mother. In 2016, she started For His Glory. That's a ministry that provides daily devotions on social media. You can find her on Facebook at For His Glory, Amy Bauman, or her website, amybauman.com. But her book here is her first book, In Over My Head. And Amy, thanks for being with us on the program today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Clark.
Yeah, so this book here, maybe to start off, you could just introduce it for everybody. Why'd you want to write this book?
I went to Israel in 2016, and that's when I really had the impression that it was time to tell my story. I had been diagnosed in 1996 and had carried the illness and my past and all of that with me all that time, and really kept it private and to myself. And when I traveled to Israel, it was kind of an awakening, and God telling me that it was time, you know, to tell the world. And so I was just obedient in that. So.
Hmm. Yeah, and what you're talking about there, is it bipolar disorder?
Correct.
Yeah, and can you tell us about your experience with that a bit?
When I was diagnosed, I had developed shingles, and it was kind of like my body just screaming that there was something going on. I was 26 years old and had a lot of mood swings, highs and lows, a lot of confusion, racing thoughts. And a nurse friend of mine had said, "Hey, do you think that you can kind of beat this by yourself?" And I said, "No." So I had seen a psychologist. They had asked me a myriad of questions, to all of which I said yes. And when I left that visit, they had diagnosed me with bipolar disorder, which is a manic depressive swing illness of the brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so some of the ways that's manifested in your life, is it made you have a strong desire for perfection and control? Is that all kind of tied in together?
Yes. Yep. And I think if you already have some of those codependent or compulsive tendencies, some of that stuff gets heightened then. During the illness.
Yeah, but as part of your story here in the book, you say that God's really changed those desires for you quite a bit, hasn't it? Isn't that what you say?
Absolutely. My whole life has been turned around and changed. I had to walk through, kind of after I was healed, and what more of a normal life would look like with your just normal highs and lows that you go through, that everybody would go through, instead of these extreme highs and lows. And so there was definitely a period of time where I had to kind of learn to be normal again and what that would look like.
Yeah, and so the book here, again, it's called In Over My Head. It's a memoir by Amy Bauman, and Discovering God's Faithfulness and Healing in the Waters of Life. It is available from Credo House Publishers. And so at the end of the program, we'll tell everyone where they can go and find out more about it. But Amy, you said that you kind of, you felt like this was the time to share your story while you were on this trip in Israel. Like, before that, had you ever considered writing a book before?
I had went to school, to college at Hope College in Holland, Michigan, to be a writer. That was my dream. And life happened. I got married. I had children, and that was kind of put aside. And so I think the initial design, I think how God designed me to be, was to be a writer. And so for Him to say, "I want you to write your story," was okay. I mean, it was a big deal, but I had already had that in me, that desire to someday write.
Yeah, and then that's turned into this memoir here, In Over My Head. You know, you talk about how God's done so much for you, and got you really through the bipolar disorder, changed your desires and all that. Do you ever have any thoughts about what God's purposes are for our ailments, you know, if they're physical or mental or whatever?
I think that when God created all of us in the beginning, Adam and Eve, we were created perfect. We weren't supposed to have ailments. We weren't supposed to have things wrong with us. And when sin entered the world, this is what we've got. I think that God uses these things that happen to us as a way to glorify Him. And whether you have heart disease or bipolar disorder, or you've gone through bankruptcy, or you've gone through a lot of the things that I mention in the book, we need to surrender into that, rely on God, and I think if we do that, He will take our situation and He will glorify Himself, and we will be on the true path to who we need to be as God's people.
Hmm. Yeah, and so if someone was saying, well, how could God be glorified through my mental illness or through my mental disorder or whatever, like what would you say to them to that? What would you say, like, through your own experience?
I struggled for 17 years, and it was hard, and it was challenging, and it was confusing, and I think if I would have known what was happening at that time, I would have been able to rely more on God. I would have had more people praying for me. I kept this to myself. I pretended to the whole world that I was fine, and really it was myself that I was kind of destroying, and also my family. And so I think when we recognize that it's okay to share these things, it's okay to share our weaknesses and have people praying over us and have a community of believers that we can do life with, that we're making sure we're, you know, seeking medical attention and taking our medication if that's what it's called for. I think with all of those things, we can, you know, keep going. God doesn't promise that it will be easy, doesn't promise any of us that, but he does promise that he will walk with us.
Hmm. Well, the book here again, it's called In Over My Head, a memoir, and it's by Amy Bauman, Discovering God's Faithfulness and Healing in the Waters of Life, and it is available from Credo House Publishers. And so just a few more minutes, we'll tell everyone where they can find out more information if they want to find the book. But can you tell us a little bit about what the impact of bipolar disorder was on you as you were a mother? You mentioned having kids earlier, but can you tell us about that a little bit and what that was like?
Looking back, it was very crazy. I mean, you're struggling with all the things, whether you're depressed that day or whether you're manic, whether you're, you know, cleaning your house frantically, or if you're just laying around and your breakfast and lunch dishes are in the sink, you're trying to provide for your family and the needs for your children that you're raising. I don't think I was ever really present in, you know, 80% of those moments. You're just getting by. Hmm. And, you know, when I look back, I have regret, obviously, that I wasn't more present in all of their little moments in life. I think I was a good mom. I mean, I was a perfectionist, so I was perfecting to be a good mom on top of my part-time job, on top of being a wife, on top of, you know, being a mother. Mm-hmm. And so I think there was some missed moments that I was too worried about being perfect and handling everything and wasn't just fully present there. And that was hard.
Hmm. Oh, looking at your daily life now, what does that look like?
My daily life now is one step at a time, one moment at a time. I work full time. I have the Forest Glory Ministry. I'm writing every day. There's struggles. There's hardships. There's things that I deal with, and it's more of a one step, one breath at a time forward, asking God for, you know, peace, asking God for strength. I'm fully present in every moment that, in every breath that I take now.
Hmm. Well, maybe one more question before we have to go today, or if we have time for two, but but at least one more here I want to ask. What was probably the hardest thing to write about here as you were putting this book together?
I think the hardest part was being vulnerable, especially about the day that I contemplated suicide. Hmm. And I took a handful of pills. I think all of us at one point in our life have thought about it. It might have been for a millisecond. It might be in a season. And it is lies from the enemy. It's the lie that just end it all and it's all going to go away. And that's not. Life is a gift. And everything that we hear, all the nonsense, all the noise, all of the negativity is the devil. And he wants it just to be over for us. He wants one last person. He wants us to not enjoy the life that God has given us. And that's hard to kind of revisit that I was so weak, so confused, so hurt that I thought the only out would be ending it all.
Hmm. Well, I you know, there is one more thing I'd like to ask about, too, before we go.
Sure.
Do you have any words of wisdom or encouragement for anyone who might be listening right now that might also have bipolar disorder or something similar?
Make sure that you have a community that's behind you, whether that's a small community of family or whether that's a church. You need to surround yourself with people that love you, that you can talk to. If you're currently taking medication, you need to keep taking your medication. You need to keep following the rules of the doctor and what you need to do. You need to take care of yourself and never give up. If you go your whole life and God never heals you from this, you can have a good life if you bind yourself to Him and you trust that He has a plan.
Well, I hope a lot of people out here have been encouraged today by this story. And if they want to find out more, the book, again, it's called In Over My Head. It's a memoir by Amy Bauman. Amy, I'm sure I've probably said your name wrong a couple of times on this interview. It's just spelled a little bit unique.
Yes, that's okay.
But your website is your name there, amybauman.com. Can you tell everyone where they can go to find out the best information about the book? And if it's your site, you might want to spell it for them, too.
Sure. So you can definitely go to my website, www.amiebouwman.com. There's actually a link on there that takes you directly to Amazon, where it's currently available. You can purchase it there. If you're in Holland, Michigan, you can purchase it at Reader's World, but it's available at Amazon.
Okay, well, we hope people will go and check that out. Discovering God's Faithfulness and Healing in the Waters of Life. The book, again, though, is called In Over My Head. And we do want to thank Kieran Campbell Media for letting us know about the book here and for sending us a copy that we could talk about it. And also want to thank all of our listeners. We're glad you tuned in. And that's the website there if you want to go and find out more information about the book. This has been Clark Matthews, and that's your Author's Corner. And Amy, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Clark. God bless.